Good afternoon. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. The city of Sioux Falls is reeling after a likely tornado struck late last night, leaving behind a trail of damage and debris.
There's a level of destruction up here that we're not used to seeing.
That's news anchor Brian Allen, who works for KSFY Television in Sioux Falls. He says the twister touched down about a mile from his home.
Roofs have collapsed. Windows have been blown out. There's tree damage everywhere. Power poles are down. In some instances, power lines are down.
Allen is a former anchor at KCAU in Sioux City. The local fire chief says at least 37 buildings were destroyed or have structural damage, mainly on the south and southwestern parts of town. An official with the National Weather Service in Sioux Falls says surveyors will work to confirm whether or not a tornado caused the damage. However, he does say it was likely caused by straight-line winds instead. The National Weather Service also warned of possible severe thunderstorms today across the plains and upper Midwest, stretching from western Nebraska all the way to Wisconsin and including Iowa and parts of Minnesota. The likeliest threat, western Nebraska. The Weather Service warned of possible flash flooding in the north-central part of the state. When Northwest Iowa school bond issue passed, another failed. Voters in the Sergeant Bluff-Luton district overwhelmingly turned down a $33 million plan to help deal with school overcrowding. 61% voted against it. Storm Lake narrowly passed a $15 million measure to build a new early elementary school with 61% approval. And the community of Orange City rejected plans for a fitness facility paid for with taxpayer money. Only 43% supported the $5 million Aspire Center for Healthy Living. A supermajority of 60% was needed for all the measures to pass. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is promising to again veto an industrial hemp bill if it's introduced to next year's legislature. Noem wrote why she won't support legalizing hemp in a commentary in the Wall Street Journal this week. The Republican governor, who comes from a farming and ranching family, said that she would be happy to introduce a new cash crop in South Dakota, but she said hemp isn't it. And President Donald Trump has offered a full-throated endorsement of Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse, despite Sasse's previous criticism of the president. Trump announced his support last night on Twitter, saying Sasse has done, quote, a wonderful job representing the people of Nebraska. Trump praised Sasse as a supporter of veterans, the military, and the Second Amendment. Sasse is seeking re-election but faces a primary challenge from a Lincoln-based Republican activist. Sasse was an early and outspoken critic of Trump before he won the presidency, and he has continued to blast the president's trade policies, although lately he hasn't been as vocal. A spokesperson says Sasse and Trump don't always agree, but the senator is grateful for the endorsement. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer. Listen for our next news update this afternoon at 4:04, right before All Things Considered. The Exchange with Mary Hartnett is up next. For the latest forecast, let's go to the KCAU 9 Weather Center.